The title of the song says it all.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Believe it or not, it's been 50 years since the Rolling Stones' Beggar's Banquet came out. That includes Street Fighting Man. 50 years ago today it was released. And the inspiration for Street Fighting Man, which, by the way, was the only single released from that album. And because of the content, a lot of radio stations thought the lyrics too subversive and they would not play it. Hard to believe, but it is true. Where did Street Fighting Man come about? Well, in France. Mick Jagger was in France, and he witnessed some rioting in the streets. Here is Mick Jagger on that song.
I was in Europe a lot, I think, at the time, and there was more than riots. It was almost like a takeover of Paris. It became more than a street demonstration. It became a sort of threat to the established order and so on. And of course, it was France, so of course all the intellectuals get involved. Cinema and philosophers and all that, you know. And they were challenging the authority of the government, really.
The men were fighting in the street. Hence the title, Street Fighting Man. Now, we haven't heard much from Rush. We heard that Neil Peart, he's done. He doesn't want to drum on the road anymore. Doesn't even know if he wants to drum in a studio anymore. He's taking a break to be with his family. What's Geddy Lee doing? He's the driving force behind Rush. Well, here's what he says. I go down to my studio, which I do, and I play these bass guitars because I have quite a few of them, and they're fun to play. I like to keep my fingers in shape. When I play, ideas come out, so I record them, and then I forget about them. When I go back to them, I'm sure half of them will be crap, and I'll erase them. But I fully intend to go down one day and see what I've gathered down there. But I have no plans, and I don't know where I'm headed. That does not sound good for new Rush.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.